Hello and welcome to the What's Cooking podcast. This is our Adjusting With mini-series where we're chatting to some of our past guests to hear updates on how their businesses are going and highlight any new initiatives that they might be working on at the moment. They'll be talking us through how they're adapting to challenges and generally keeping going during this time.
If you want to find out more about these guests that we're chatting to, and we definitely recommend you do that, you can scroll back through our archive and find whole episodes with these guests. You can learn about their businesses and what they're about. We really hope you enjoy these mini episodes and that you find some kind of comfort or inspiration in what they have to say. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Ghana, where are you? Are you in the office?
Yeah, I'm in the office. So my internet stopped last week.
That's handy.
Yeah, I know. So I've come in to see the office. We're not a second home anymore. We're at a place called The Fisheries, and they've kind of understatedly stayed open. They've encouraged people to not come in, and it's been really empty. So it feels like a really safe space.
That's good. Whereabouts is it?
It's in London Fields, like in one of, but near the arches, like near where E5 Bakehouse is.
Oh, really nice. So you can really just nice walk space. There. Can you just walk there from where you live?
Yeah. I wouldn't come if I wasn't walking.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Yeah, and quite a foodie focus, actually. A lot of food people in here.
Cool.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. It's nice catching up with everyone. It's been really good. Like you, this is the only Zoom kind of calls that we're doing. So it's still a bit new to me.
Exactly.
Have you got any of your team working still, or is it just you at the moment?
Yeah, I do have someone working full time. Well, no. She's gone to half time now. She's working from home. I think, like, for me as an employer, I'm not messing about with the situation at all. I mean, I don't need her to be with me. And, you know, one thing that I don't want is, you know, anything to happen, it'd be on my head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And how have you, how have you been finding things generally?
I think for organic, I mean, we've definitely been massively hit by this situation. Similarly to many people, overnight we lost more than half of our business, and we weren't in a position to afford that. We were actually spent most of the last 12 months gearing up to our first official fundraise, which was going really well. We took our time with it, and we were about to get some money in, and then now that's been put on hold. So it's not a no, but it's been put on hold, so that obviously wasn't great for us. Combined with the hit of losing a lot of our income. But I guess it feels like one of these situations where you don't feel like you have a right to complain.
Yeah, I think. Which I totally I get. It's really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I think the whole experience on a general level, I mean, life isn't just about business, and it's a very humbling experience. There's always going to be some that have it worse and some that have been less affected. But I think, you know, what there's lots of realizations that come out of situations like this. And I guess in some kind of twisted way, this is me being able to be an entrepreneur in a true raw form. You know, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to think outside the box. We do what we do because we're supposed to be good with dealing with challenges. And in a very weird way, as exhausting and all-consuming as this situation is for someone that is running a business and trying to keep people employed and pay their bills, there is a thrill in it. And I think another thing that helps if you're an entrepreneur is a positive mindset. And so that's just what it is. You know, you're just looking at the positives and adapting. So it's very challenging. And, you know, I speak on behalf of myself, but also I know that a lot of entrepreneurs in my position we're on the verge of burnout, really. But I think, you know, it's quite inspiring just even speaking to some of my friends, like my friend Anna, who has a ceramics company called Canna, which is really successful, quite well known. She's kind of taken a similar approach to me, where realistically there's not much the government can do to help small businesses, or they haven't so far. They've announced something this week, but we'll have to actually see if it does help. So she's similarly to me, just instead of moping about that, just getting on with it and adapting and just, you know, continuing for the cause.
That's a really interesting viewpoint, because yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. That's such a big part of entrepreneurism, is being kind of always ready to face the new challenge and coming up against eventualities you might never have considered. But I mean, this is the ultimate challenge, really, isn't it? It's something no one could have foreseen. And I mean, as a small business owner, you might have business plans and things, but this just isn't something that you can plan for.
I know, so it's true. It's still very surreal. You're right. I would say that from the 8 years I've had experience running a business, I kind of got to the point where nothing would surprise me. I mean, I didn't expect this, but the things that go wrong, and actually in some ways, and you know, I have kept a little bit quiet about this, but I think your life as an entrepreneur is always really challenging. It's always uncertain. It often feels like your world's got turned upside down and that you're cleaning up a mess. And so it's like the rest of the world has joined us, which I shouldn't laugh about, but there is a comfort in that as well for an entrepreneur. So there's a little bit of like, oh God, I wish I didn't have the responsibility of a business right now, and I really wish I was employed. Yes, but at the same time, there is a bit of, this is me and my element. So it's not a joke. It's not a joke situation. So when things started to get serious and people were starting to distance and it was obvious that this was, you know, real. Mm. At that point, I think while I seemed to get the impression from social media that, you know, most people were just at that point very frantically just getting into action, but baking banana bread for their neighbors and doing all these different things. I think that how I knew that this was really serious for me owning a business and wanting to keep it, was that at that point I had to have 2 weeks of complete silence and not much activity. I had to just analyze the situation and prepare myself mentally for the next phase. And it really is phases. So I did that, and then the next phase was just after having stopped, assessed, letting things sort of happen and come to the surface, creating a survival cash flow, speaking to our new board of advisors. It was just all go and action, and I'm still in that and trying to get out of that phase where I've even though I believe in balance and I've learned that it doesn't rest is critical to success, I've had no choice but to try and gain momentum in the different directions just to sort of make up for what we've lost. So I've been in my bubble, my own bubble. I've had to think about myself, well, my business, which is thinking about others in some way. But that's the kind of phase that I'm in now. And I know a lot of my entrepreneur friends are in a similar phase where we don't even have time to speak to each other. We'll send each other encouraging 30 second voice notes on WhatsApp, but we don't even have time to talk to each other because we're just trying to stay afloat. But I'm feeling positive, and I'm hoping that things will come together and calm down. And yeah, we're just doing different things. I think that we've kind of established a clear plan of focusing on online sales, of course, taking our existing plans for fundraising to a crowdfund in September. So we're going to try and raise at least 50% through the angel investors we're already speaking to, and gear up to a crowdfund in September, which ties in nicely with increasing an online profile. So I will be launching a YouTube channel very soon to discuss and share topics around entrepreneurship, healthy eating, food for joy, beauty, the planet, a bit on regenerative agriculture, which is a space that I've increasingly got into. And so that's happening. And personally, I've had to have a major pay cut, which obviously is fine, but I've had to adapt to that. And so one thing I started doing, which is going really well, is I started bartering my product for lots of things like food and stuff like that. And there's some really great brands that have got involved, like Sous Chef. And it's become a thing where I'm just getting all these lovely things now, and I'm writing a blog post on it. So I've got some tea from Postcard Teas, a really nice lingerie set from an independent East London designer. Because, you know, what's this? I mean, what is essential? For me right now, a little bit of something that sparks joy or keeps me mentally there is really important to keep running the show, really. So I've got the bartering thing, and I think that more than ever within the community, everyone's giving each other shout outs and supporting each other. And it just, I think one thing I've learned is that it's just so, so great to have good people around you. And I think one thing that I've had with organic, you know, I started on a shoestring and I didn't have much experience, but everything that we have got has been through good, strong relationships with people. And now that's proven to be more valuable than ever, from like people being understanding and flexible about things to people supporting. I'm glad that, you know, I treat people that I work with well, because it's paying off now. And so, I feel so bad for some people in the food industry. Like I was speaking to this cheese company that I really like because they do things properly with really good quality raw milk and sea salt and stuff like that, and they've got their overheads are so high because of like running, you know, I guess farms and stuff, and they could easily go under right now, and that I just don't want that to happen. It is really, 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 really sad. So in some situations nothing can be helped, but in others you kind of feel that maybe some of the businesses that will survive are the ones that more deserve so, because they have something that's actually an offering that people want. They've got substance to their offering, and they've done things in a way that they've got this support network. And I think the support network does get you through these things. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that organic's definitely going to be fine. No, definitely not. But I'm intending to do everything in my power to make sure it does. And it's really interesting just seeing what comes out of it and discovering things about yourself. I'm like, well, I really must believe in what I'm doing and love it. I mean, if I needed a reminder, I've definitely got that.
Yeah, no, and I completely see what you're saying, that there is a trust and a longevity in those relationships between whether it's you and your suppliers or you and other, I don't know, your stockists, where when you do things with integrity, it does put you in good stead. When I suppose everyone across business is having to make decisions about what they're going to do, and if you've got those good relationships, it definitely doesn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
How, or has this whole thing affected your supply chain for the product?
Yeah, it has. I mean, over in Morocco, which feels really far away, not because it's just Morocco, because I mean, the setup that we have with the oil is like in these beautiful, really remote villages where people are coming to work via donkey, but they've got really strict regulations now with how many women can work at a time. So production is majorly slowed down, majorly. Luckily, we actually have quite a bit of stock right now, we have to be ready for anything, and we have to not put all our eggs in one basket. So I am exploring other things to sell on our online shop, because we just have to. Mm.
And is that kind of from other things, as in other brands who you feel aligned with?
At first we were thinking it could be a nice idea to sell like some brands we like, sell each other's products. But logistically, it's tricky. It's tricky logistically. I mean, I don't want to say too much now. We always wanted to expand our offering, but so we've got someone amazing called Michael Isted, who has a company called The Herbal, who's just a genius with plants and formulations. He's formulating a liquid soap that he's been working on for a while, way before this, with our oil and with some hemp oil from a really great farm in the UK. And that's going to be a collaborative thing that we're going to sell as well. I am looking at some stuff, just some nuts from Turkey that are outstanding in quality and just nice to snack on. So I am looking at that and considering potentially selling some products that people make with our oil. So that's one thing that we're having to do just in case we are going to get some substantial supply issues. So we just have to be prepared for everything. Another thing is also looking at local. So I'm actually looking for a really incredible honey producer based in the UK. And I've got a really good network of people that are involved in the regenerative biodynamic farming world in the UK. So taking it a bit local is definitely something that makes sense. And there's a lot of new product development that we were doing anyway, so perhaps some of that will be accelerated. So it's hard. Like, I mean, things, everything you do, I think now on a daily basis, even just getting your groceries is at a slower pace. And we've got, you know, we've got less to work with. And so I'm super, super, super busy. So there's only so much you can do at one time, but all these things are coming in potentially in the pipeline. I'm also speaking, I'm probably going to hire a little bit of assistance. So, I mean, well, someone that I know through my network, he's just stuck with his work situation. So he doesn't have work. And so he'll probably help us out for a few hours a week, and he's happy to get paid in September. So at least he's sort of doing something, and, you know, we need an extra pair of hands. So there's that. And I mean, there's a lot of just taking things back to basics. So it's quite emotional. I think Organic has been launched for 8 years. I started working on it 2 years before that. But at the very beginning, before any shops would look at us or anything, I mean, we had our online shop. The sales were really low, but we've always had lovely customers. And so we started there. And at that point, I did have quite a personal relationship with the customers. I loved chatting to them on the phone and things like that. And it's changed so much since then. I'm really out of touch with them. And now it's gone back to going back to them and getting on the phone with them. And, we're still in the process of reaching out to them. So they got us to where we were, and now they're the ones that are going to help us survive. So it's quite nice taking things back to basics and just being a bit quirky about how you do things in a way as well. So I'm planning to do some live sessions for our online customers where they can ask any questions. And
yeah, I think you have always given that personal touch though. I mean, perhaps even if you weren't able to speak to people more in depth on the phone, but you always get that impression from your website and from your kind of communication that there is a personal touch there. There's this care and there's this integrity. So I don't think you've ever lost that.
That's good. I guess, you know, I can't see it from your angle because I'm in it. But then kind of maybe makes sense, because I think without us getting out a violin, and that I'm not saying, like, I mean, we didn't want to come at it as a sob story, to be honest, because there's so many people to help, et cetera, et cetera. But without that, I think people realize that we need it and they're supporting us. And so they probably, that what you're saying does make sense.
And, you know, not to mention that it's like you were saying that you wanted these little things, little pieces of indulgence. Well, your oils are exactly that for other people, and that's why you're dropping them, right? So you've got the care for your skin and then the care for your body as well. It's the ultimate kind of,
If you're going to be staring and I feel like everyone's getting to know all the objects in their house right now. So I've become a bit of a snob where I need it. Suddenly everything needs to look visually pleasing. And so I love looking at our culinary 1 liter cans. I'm just like, that is a thing of beauty. That's not to be underestimated either.
Yeah, they're really cool. I've also seen, it must be on your Instagram, but actually I can vouch for it too. So many people saying how amazing because obviously everyone's washing their hands so much more and putting, you know, 100% alcohol or whatever sanitizers, and it's wreaking havoc, and your oil is such a godsend for that. And I've seen a lot of people saying they're using it as moisturizer, and it's an amazing product for now.
Absolutely. So that's, I think we realized that very quickly. We're like, like this is not what was planned. We've kind of lost all these customers that have either shut down, or for example Ocado are prioritizing what they deem as essentials. But then on the other hand, we were like, but we've got a cosmetic product that one of its main things is treating dry skin, and we've got a culinary product that's been scientifically proven to help with immunity. So we have an opportunity here, and that's when you just like, okay, we have to just go for it. So in some ways it's quite nice if there's nothing you can just do, and then you're just like, okay, I'm just gonna
surrender,
let go and see what happens. But no, we have to work with what we have.
Have Ocado changed that stance? Because I know that it's kind of more availability on there, and things have gone down a little bit.
I'm not sure yet. We're still figuring out. No, but it kind of makes sense, because we started in last week, I think the orders went up.
Is there anything else that we should discuss? I'm trying to think. I'm very excited that you're starting a YouTube channel. I think you've got so much unique knowledge to share.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And it's definitely not going to be, I think what you share is selective in a good way, you know, it's not the same, you're not going to be able to find it in that many other places.
Yeah, I like to think so. I think with the YouTube channel, I'm trying to focus on keeping the videos as short as possible, and I want them to help people, and I want to reassure people that I have a right to be sitting there talking about these topics. So yeah, so I'm excited about it, and I'm also a bit worried about it, because I think I'm really, this situation is really allowing me to be myself, because it's an excuse, like the world's gone crazy, and I think I've got that craziness in me. So like I'm telling you, before this is over, there will be a video of me dancing Bohemian Rhapsody on my sofa on my own. I promise you, it will happen.
I don't think you're the only one. I mean, judging by the TikToks that I've seen, and I'm not even on TikTok.
So yeah, I think, yeah, I'm trying to not overcook the videos, if you like, and just let them be natural, and hopefully of value, because I think, you know, one thing that we don't, as organic, we like to think we don't jump on bandwagons. Not that I'm anti-trends. Sometimes trends are there for a reason, but it's so easy to just jump on the Instagram lives and things like that. But we want everything that we do to come from the right place, to be true to us and to add value. So I guess we like to think that there's a bit of thought behind everything, because if you bring something out that's not of use, it's taking space away from something that is of use. So it is really tempting sometimes to be like, oh God, crisis, let's just do what everyone's recommending to do. But I think, well, it's easier as well if you stay true to yourself. It's nicer. And I think one thing that I've really learned through this whole experience of, you know, the world stopping, I still can't get over it, is that it's so important to enjoy the journey, because you don't know if the end goal that you're striving for will happen. And that is just couldn't be more true now. So part of enjoying the journey for me is just like, well, just be yourself.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's, yeah, I don't think anyone knows what's happening tomorrow or next week. So you're right, you've got to just try and be in the moment a bit.
So true.
I'm looking forward to your YouTube videos. Oh, and I think, you know, what people do really want at the moment is just real and honest. And I'm sure that's what you're going to give.
Oh, Adana, I think that's so insightful. Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts. Always.
Thank you for inviting me.
Eloquent and, yeah, really thoughtful. Thank you.
I think it'd be nice if there are people that are listening that want to help companies like Organic, I think there are simple things that you can do. If you like a brand or product and you're their customer, you could just go and write them a good review on Google. Most people are turning to online shops right now. So that's a nice thing to do. I think especially people in the food industry that might be, you know, be furloughed, they might be a bit bored, but their situation right now, at least, is generally quite comfortable. You could be a spokesperson to try and help some brands. Like, I felt really moved, I feel really passionate about this one cheese company. So I've kind of, even though I have to think about myself right now, I have started to really spread the word, because it'd be so sad if they don't survive this. So there are little things that don't cost anything that people can do.
I think that's a really important message. And I think as an individual, you sometimes feel that you just making one purchase or one recommendation isn't that much, but the kind of knock-on effect of that is could be huge.
You really hit the nail on the head there. So it's literally a life or death situation for lots of businesses. Your little sale can just take, just like keep you going. It really does make a difference. Yeah, I mean, another thing we're trying to do as well is get a voucher up on our website where, you know, if you spend £100, we'll top it up by £20-25. There's just lots of things that we have to do and reach out to our regulars. But yeah, I think it's definitely about community right now. And if you like a brand, you have to help them. And I think the kind of air around is a bit like, it's not necessarily you help me, I help you. Sometimes it's you help me and I'm helping someone else. It's just where the help is needed, it just needs to go.
Yeah.
Where you can give, you should just give. I think that's very much an important part of the climate right now.
So the best place for people to purchase your lovely oils, so that's culinary and cosmetic, would that be your website?
Yeah, it'd be our website, and we do international delivery, at least for now.
Yeah. How is that going? The parcels getting through over?
Touch wood, but we've had less issues with deliveries. Weirdly. Touch wood. It's like we haven't had the best relationship with DPD usually, but right now we're besties with them, because it's really good. We've had much less problems, weirdly. So far it's fine. Our international orders are doing fine, because we do have quite a bit of international orders. I think with our product and the quality, it's really hard to get hold of, so we have that. But yeah, so far deliveries are going well. I mean, saying that, I had quite a bit delivered to my house in case I'm gonna have to like get a bike and like just go around on the streets and sell my oil if it gets to that. But you have to think about everything.
I'd love to see that. You peddling, riding through the streets on a little rickshaw or something.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Thanks so much, Dana. Yeah, good luck with everything.
Yeah, lovely speaking to you.
Nice to speak to you. Speak soon.
Bye.